Welcome to another episode of the NC Gun Dad Show. As always, I am your host, Matt Calder. Joining us in studio again today is Ian Reddy.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. I'm here. I'm ready to talk about guns.
Let's do it.
And so first, let's do a little push for social media. Just follow us on Instagram at NC Gun Dad. Check out what we're doing. Posting all kinds of stuff from our last episode about the process of making Kydex holsters. Also, we'll be posting another of those battle-worn finishes on a gun that we love so much.
God, I just don't know why people would do that.
I don't either, but people are doing it, and they keep doing it, and I really wish that if they listened to this show, they would take our advice and stop.
Somebody keeps buying those guns.
I keep seeing them for sale, too. So I think they're buying them, and then they're trying to sell them.
Yeah. I mean, why not just get it painted over with? But that's neither here nor there.
Again, we could get one of those real cheap, and we could do a Cerakoting episode. We'll have to keep that one on the back burner.
Yeah.
We'll think about pick up someone's horribly, horribly finished gun. And it doesn't have to be a battle-worn finish. It could be just a gun that needs to be redone. An old military surplus handgun. Those come up a pretty good bit.
That would be an interesting episode to do. We'll
throw that one on the back burner for another episode. But today we're going to talk about a topic we've gone to before. But this is different concealed carry firearms and what roles those really fill and what considerations to look for in what you need to decide which of these different sort of classes of firearms are for you.
Yeah, so you want to start off by first? The micro carry.
Well, we can do that, but I really want to start off with... I mean, we're going to talk today about polymer-lowered handguns.
Yeah.
We're really... There are people who still carry metal guns. There are some metal guns that are different. You know, the CZ-75s, the CZ series that has the aluminum frames. There's a Chris Sphinx, the aluminum frame or hybrid frames. And those, we're not going to knock those out. But in general, a steel framed gun is going to be heavier than you really want for all day concealed carry.
Yeah.
So moving forward, we're going to be talking mostly about
polymer frame, 9mm.
Polymer frame, mostly 9mm, but not focusing too much on the caliber. But as you said, yeah, we'll start at the bottom size class and we'll move up with micro carries. So give us a few examples of micro carries that are good ones people could look at.
So the big three is the Glock 43.
The 43 or the 42, if we're talking micro carry? The 380.
Well, I would say both are kind of micro carry. I mean, because there's not much of a difference between the 42 and the 43.
I just see a micro carry in my mind as being really a 380 in my mind.
You know, okay,
a SIG 238, a Taurus 738.
So if we go just micro carry.
Ruger LCP?
No, yes.
The Ruger LCP again. So that's what I think when I see micro carry.
Okay, so micro carry, you've got the Glock 43, or 42, I'm sorry. You've got your LCP.
Yeah.
Which is your Ruger LCP 380.
Yeah, the Taurus, again, the Taurus LCP, or the Taurus TCP 738, which is, again, a little single stack 380 right there, like their Taurus Slim. It's in that same design, but in a smaller size down version. And you've got you got those options there. But what's the number one benefit of those micro carries is that
they're thin.
So concealable. They're thin, they're short, they're not long. They're so concealable. But what are the drawbacks?
Lack of capacity.
It's a big one. Well, especially in a smaller caliber.
Yeah, cuz I mean in your micro carry 380s, you're talking 5+1.
And I want about all of that into one bad guy if necessary.
Yeah.
Before I feel comfortable.
So there's always drawbacks. You get the ridiculous concealability, pretty much pocket carry.
Pocket carry, ankle. I mean, the thing disappears. Jacket pockets, they are light. They disappear.
But the shootability and the lack of ammunition, the lack of capacity.
Yeah, I mean, the ergonomics on them, they suck. They're thin. They don't fit in most normal hands. I mean, some very small-handed shooters, a lot of small frame women who want to shoot, those might fit their hand great. But at the end of the day, they're not ergonomic compared to what else is on the market.
No, they aren't. They really aren't. I mean, I don't think I'd ever go with a micro carry just because you can't draw it fast. It doesn't shoot well. It's meant to be a get off you type of gun.
Right. And I've had a micro carry and carried one, but it was my last option gun. It was, I can't make anything else work for whatever reason, so I'm going to have to go with this. Yeah. That really was the role that was filling. So any chance I could put anything else on, I would. So that was just the way I viewed that gun was, if I can't do anything else, I'll do this, but I really don't want to.
So what's our next category?
Well, the next category, moving up, we get into what you mentioned, the Glock 43, those single stack 9mm that are a little taller, a little longer, a little more shootable, a little more capacity, and in a 9mm versus the 380, you know, your Glock 43, your Springfield Armory XDS 9mm, or the 45, or your M&P Shield, those are great guns. But again, they have some of the same drawbacks the micro carries have in that they're not as shootable as a double stack handgun that fills your hand up, or a even larger size that has a longer grip where you can get all your fingers on it. That's another one of the drawbacks of the micro carry. These are usually like those two finger guns. You get two fingers on the gun and not really that third finger. And you're in that same situation with these single stacks in a lot of ways, where maybe it's a two finger gun but in the least it's thinner than your other double stacks, which gives it a little less shootability, but you're still getting great concealability with a better caliber and more capacity.
Well, I would say the XDS and the M&P Shield actually solve the three finger issue that you were talking about better than the 43 does, because the 43 is a little bit smaller than both of those, even though they're kind of in the same class.
Right, and they do, and they have the extensions, and you can get extra finger on there with either a longer magazine or just an extension to the bottom to the floor plate of the magazine. And that's better, but at the end of the day, how thin those guns are makes it so it's less shootable.
Exactly.
I mean, this is for people with normal to large size hands versus if you're talking about smaller frame shooters, someone has a smaller hand, that may be perfect for them.
Exactly.
There may be a double stack handgun may be too big for some of the shooters out there to really be as comfortable as a single stack. So it's not a one size fits all, which is really why we're having this show, for one, and also why there's so many different guns out there, is because it's not one size fits all for anybody.
So our next is the going one step up, which is the polymer frame double stack subcompact.
Yes.
So
which there's a lot of options there.
Exactly. I mean, there's too many to name. But your big ones are your Glock 26.
Right. Which is 10 plus 1 capacity.
Exactly. And your XD subcompact 9.
13 plus 1.
Or your XDM.
Also 13 plus 1.
Exactly.
And then the Smith & Wesson.
But the reason why we're leaving that out is because it's kind of an in-between.
Right. We'll jump to that size after this, I guess. Then we'll throw another one in there, the Ruger SR9C.
Okay.
And so, that's a 12 plus 1.
So with those is you get a little bit more shootability. It's a little bit more ergonomic. It fills up your hand a little bit more. Larger capacity, which is a good thing.
Right.
Longer sight radius. But the drawback is that it will more than likely print a little bit more. So it's not
right.
going to be
it's,
as
it's wider on your belt.
Exactly.
It's a little bit more of a bulge there for sure. And also about going into one thing that's a drawback and an advantage is weight. The weight on a double stack, because one, the ammunition in the gun, but two, also the slides are thicker on double stacks. You're going to have more weight there. And that's great for controlling the recoil and shooting the gun better, but also when you're carrying it, it's heavier.
Yeah, and most people won't carry that with like gym shorts or anything. They go to a micro carry or even the 43 size.
Right.
Now I know you have carried your XDS or your XD9 of subcompact with basketball shorts. So you really didn't
I
have
have
a problem
but
with
not
that.
On a run though, like on a walk in the dog or going out for a walk on the greenway with the wife and you know, NC Gun Wife and NC Gun Baby. And so I've done that before, but at the same time, I would not run with one of those. But I have run with a micro.
And it's easy.
It's very easy. It's very easy. It's not noticeable. And it's nice to be out when you're on a greenway. Have something is nice. Now, granted, having a baby stroller changes the game totally.
Exactly.
You they have all carry kinds whatever of places you want. To put whatever you want on there. You have a lot of options.
Carry
there.
An AR pistol if you wanted.
Oh, that would be the dream. That would be the dream. A SIG brace on an AR pistol.
Yep.
Oh, that would be great. Just in that little cubby underneath.
Take out pretty much whatever you need. A cougar? A bear?
Oh, yeah. Anything. That. Now I'm going to get, I have to watch myself. I'm going to get caught in daydream about that. I'm gonna, let's move forward. Let's push forward. So the benefits of the double stack for me, because, and that's where I find myself is in that double stack subcompact. It's kind of where I like to be because I like to use the same gun or the same type of gun, the same model, maybe a sized up model of another gun for concealed carry and for home defense. I like to have that cross compatibility. So that's where I really find myself in my concealed carry is in a you know, an XT9 subcompact, and there's also an XT service model or the XT tactical model or a Glock 26, and there's also a Glock 19 or a Glock 17. Or next we're going to get into the M&P. There's a full-size M&P to go to. So that's where I find myself really being comfortable having that same manual of arms sizing up to a larger gun. You have a large capacity magazine to carry as a spare, which is another benefit that you get in having the double stack over having like a Glock 43, where they don't have these, you know, you're talking about Glock having a 17 round magazine to use for a backup if you want, or a 15 round.
Or 32 round.
Yes, if you really want to get that crazy. I don't really want to like tape that to my leg or something. I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
But you've got this benefit of sizing up spare magazines and sizing up to another larger handgun for home defense with the same manual of arms.
And that's why a lot of people choose the subcompact double stack 9mm.
They are so incredibly popular that they're around to stay. And they're a great option if you go with any one of these because they have much better ergonomics than the other options below them we talked about and the much better concealability than the options above them. They really are that do-anything gun.
So the fourth is the in-between, what right. We talked about,
the M&P 9C. The compact model of the M&P, which on this show, I have railed against them not making a true Glock 19-sized firearm, but the more I think and look into it, they don't have to. They're filling what actually I thought was not a hole in between a Glock 19 size and Glock 26 size, but the more I'm looking into it, there is a hole there that they've filled. So they're doing something that no one else is really doing. Although the Ruger SR9C does that in a way too.
It has a longer
sight radius than most subcompacts.
Yeah, but I still think the M&P is a little bit bigger. I still have to look at the actual dimensions of both guns.
I think it's thicker for sure.
Oh, definitely.
The Ruger is a very thin. I think the Ruger might have a little bit longer grip though, but it would be marginally if anything.
So the reason why we say it's in between, because yes, it is technically considered a compact, but it has more dimensionally in common with a 19 size.
In a lot of ways it does, although its capacity is again in between the Glock and the Glock 19 and Glock 26.
So it's
12.
Oh, okay.
And of course the thing to go going back to it, the XT9 subcompact is 13. But that's one of the thicker options on the market.
So with the M&P 9C, it's a little bit beefier. So you get the same ergonomics as you would get with the M&P 9, the full size. Relatively. I mean, you still have a little bit more grip right. With the M&P 9.
Right, but that's true of all of these. But yeah. the same feel, same manual of arms as the larger size guns.
So, but what the M&P 9C has going for it is it's still concealable.
Yes.
But it also has a larger sight radius.
Exactly.
It's got a 3.8-inch barrel. It's got a...
Compared to the XD, which is 3, compared to the Glock 26, which is right at 3.
Yeah.
Compared to, other things on the market in that range, that extra almost an inch does matter.
And it's almost got, I believe it's almost got a 6.5-inch sight radius.
Right.
Which is unheard of.
Right. Which the Ruger went and did the same type of thing when they came out with their SR9C. And it has a longer sight radius, partially because of how the gun is designed with such a large beaver tail and how far back they've sat the sights. They went ahead and you can tell they put effort into making a longer sight radius.
Yeah.
But they don't get talked about as often. The SR9C is really under the radar.
Well, I think that's because you've got your big three, and it's really, really difficult. I mean, we saw SIG do it, but it is really difficult to get above those.
Oh, SIG put in serious money.
And a lot of advertising and everything like that. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, but we're not going to go too far into that.
Yes.
But like we said, there's drawbacks to the M&P 9C, but if you're thinking that the 19 is a little bit too big for you, but the 26 or those size handguns are too small, then you've got the M&P 9C, which is a beautiful mixture of both.
Right, and that's the thing is, in today's market, you can go up so incrementally in size that you really can get the exact size you want. And this one does fill that space in between.
Well, and you've got, with the M&P, you've got accessories. So it's not like an off-brand, like the, I wouldn't say necessarily an off-brand, I use that term loosely, but with SR9C, not many people make holsters.
True.
For that.
There's not as much accessories. But we're not, again, going, exactly. We're not arguing about which gun is the best, because there's so many great options. We're talking about which size would meet your needs. So really, if you want to have a gun that sizes up to what would be a more traditional home defense gun, or used as a home defense gun, and a concealed carry gun or a truck gun, the double stack subcompact is going to be a good place for you to be. You're not necessarily going to want to go all the way down to a single stack, because you lose the ability to upsize, have the bigger magazines, have the same manual arms on a longer gun, or have more firepower, more capacity there, just in the gun itself. Now, going up, that puts us at the Glock 19 size. So you've got your Glock 19, obviously. You've got your XD 4-inch, the service model. You've got your SIG. They have their compact, the 320, 250 compact, in that size range. It's not their full size. And I and you both have concealed Glock 19s. They're concealable, but they're big. I found them to be bigger than I really want.
Yeah, I get it. I get it because, like we said before, is there's room and there's a time and place for every size gun. But as many people say, the Glock 19 is the perfect size for everything.
And I will admit that, I mean, it's better than a subcompact for the home defense gun. But it's not as concealable. And you got to decide where where the importance for you is. And I will say that if I had to use a concealed carry gun, I would want it to be a Glock 19. But if I have to carry a concealed carry
gun
every
smaller.
Single day, I want a little bit smaller. So, I mean, I recognize the perfect sizing of the gun when you need it.
The gold standard, quote unquote.
I mean, it is the gold standard. And I don't know if that'll be true for going on forever, but it has been true for a very long time. That everything is compared to the Glock 19. Which I really want to become a Glock hater so that I can just hate on the fact that everything gets compared to the Glock 19.
It's difficult.
It's difficult to hate Glock. It really is. And it doesn't have the best ergonomics. It doesn't have the best trigger. You have to change the sights out every time. But you get one. But I don't want to make this a Glock problem episode. So I want to, I guess, move on to the next size up, which would be the full size. So we're going to compare everything to the M&P full size, just to not compare it to the Glock 17.
So I carry an M&P full size.
Yes.
As my daily concealed carry gun.
And I don't know how you do it all the time.
I've done it for so long, it feels weird not having a full-size gun in my waistband.
I'm right there with you in that way, because I just recently went to a subcompact from a 19, and I'm just going,
where
is
it?
Odd.
where's the gun?
One, where is it? It disappears. But two, you're going, it's odd not to have that 4-inch barrel You know, that long sight radius, that full grip. It's odd, but at the same time, concealing has just been just easy breezy.
That's where I get into trouble. So I have to wear looser fitting clothing. I have to make sure I'm not printing. And I really, carrying a full-size gun, there's only a few places you can really carry.
Yeah.
And I only carry appendix.
Yeah, I don't. I carry where I want to carry.
Exactly.
Jeans and a t-shirt, man.
So I get 17 plus one rounds.
And I have a spare magazine.
I've got the full-size shootability of a full-size gun. But
I've got comfort.
Exactly. It's not the most comfortable gun to carry.
It's not. And again, I remember what it was like when I was carrying a full-size 1911. And again, I was only getting 9 rounds. I was carrying an 8-round magazine, one in the pipe. And so I only had 9 rounds in a full steel, single stack, full-size heavy gun. So I had the worst of every world. I had the worst capacity, of you know, single stack capacity in a big honking gun that was heavy. So that was really not the best concealed carry, but I really liked carrying the 45 at the time.
It just makes you feel like a man.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel safe.
Yep.
It's like a warm blanket of 45 ACP.
That's what a lot of people say it is.
you carry the MMP, but I think one day you should strap on a subcompact and just walk around and see how you
like it.
Well,
remember, I used to have a subcompact. I had the 26.
Very briefly. It didn't work for you. I mean, you really are. Whether it's been a Glock or an M&P, you've always been on the big gun side.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like a man?
It does. The reason why is because I've done the pros and the cons, and the way when I go, if I ever have to draw my handgun in self-defense, I want to be able to get a good grip. I want my whole hand on the gun. And that's why I choose a full size. Now with the M&P, it's the barrel length isn't as long as the 17,
right?
So it's still got kind of a compact barrel length, but a full size grip,
right? And the M&P, I mean, it really, again, it is a little bit of an in between, and maybe M&P is really gone for that. Or Smith & Wesson is really gone for that, trying to take the edges where they can to not be quite in the same class.
But VP9 does it too. They've got the 4-inch barrel and
right,
the
and
full
you don't
size.
You don't need a 5-inch barrel in a carry gun. You really, I mean, in my mind, you really don't. Of course, there are guys out there who are concealing Glock 34s.
Yeah,
and they're insane. Those long slides, the Glock 17L, the long slide. I don't understand it.
I mean, for the longest time, I carried a Glock 17 with a big honking light on it in the waistband appendix.
Oh, yeah. And see, that was my other issue. When I was carrying the 19, I had a light on it. So I had this really big carry package. And then going from that to a subcompact, it's like I've got no strings on me.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Yep.
I'm just out in the world doing my thing. And it's just been very simple.
So with a full size, you really, you do get the shootability. The whole, you know, your hand, whole hand is on the gun.
Yeah.
You've got a awesome sight radius.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got the weight, so the recoil is very minimal, especially
yeah.
if you're shooting 9mm.
And it is your home defense gun. It's not
exactly.
like it's not like it just has the same manual of arms.
Exactly.
Like a subcompact that sizes up. It is your home defense gun, more than likely.
But it doesn't conceal as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not the most comfortable size handgun to carry.
Right. So you're going to be more visible out there. You're going to be worried about it more. You're going to have to dress around your gun a lot more. You might have to get a bigger pant size. You might have to get, you know, you're going to be wearing looser fitting stuff than you maybe want to wear.
Well, that's why I carry in the appendix, because it seems to hide a little bit more.
Appendix does hide well. And you're also going to have to really have that good belt to control that weight. I mean, you can't just do whatever belt. You got to have a good belt, a good gun belt for that to really be held up and rigid like it needs to be. So, I mean, that's just the drawback you get into. But there's always, I mean, everything is a trade-off. Every single thing is a trade-off when you're talking, I mean, not just guns and everything, but quick run-up, micro carry, the thing disappears, but you don't have the shootability, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the power. You go up to the single stack 9mm, you've got more power, but you don't have the capacity, but you still have that good concealability. You go up to the double stack subcompact, you don't have quite as much shootability as the larger guns, but you have a lot more than you had, But again, you lose concealability, and then going up from there, you're losing way more concealability, but you're getting some more shootability. For me, I find the perfect area in that double stack, or maybe even the MMP9C. For you, you find that perfect balance in the MMP, which is just right up there at the full size.
Well, that or the Glock 19. I always switch to go back. But yeah, that the larger guns work well for me.
Yeah, and the difference between the Glock 19 and the MMP is a little longer in the grip on the MMP.
Pretty much.
And you get two more rounds. But again, you get more rounds than in the Glock 19. But you find yourself in those two zones. I find myself in the two zones below you. But there are plenty of people out there who their perfect gun is going to be that single stack 9mm or that micro carry.
And that's the only gun they have.
And that's fine. I mean, it works for them. As long as all of us agree, there's no reason to carry a revolver.
Yeah. That's something we really didn't get into.
No, we didn't. And we can get into it real quick because I do want to get into revolvers. So revolvers for me serve a purpose in the get off me gun. The shoot it out of a pocket if you need to. It works no matter what. That type of gun. A 4-inch GP100, 6-inch GP100.
No.
No.
You're not gonna
or any GP100. Is not going to be the best carry gun. You're talking about snub nose 38s and 357s are the only role in my mind for a revolver and a carry
but
gun.
But the shootability goes down.
The shootability goes down. They're heavy. Yep. They're still heavy.
Well, if you get the featherweight ones, then
they're
the
not as heavy, but then they're
definitely goes down.
Toss to shoot. They suck to shoot. So
you
feel like
you get carpal tunnel every single time you shoot it.
You do. I mean, it's awful. So you've got, we ran through revolvers real quick, but mostly you're going to find yourself in today's world with reliability in a semi-automatic handgun, mostly a polymer framed semi-automatic handgun. And all the steel guys are going to hate us, all the revolver guys are going to hate us, and I don't care.
I don't care either.
All right, I guess we're going to leave it there then.
Yep.
So follow us on Instagram at NCGunDad and check out the different content we have there. Send us topics you want to talk about and join us again next week if the Revolver guys haven't found us.
Yep.